This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 8 o'clock sharp. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is Monday, March 10th. We'll be taking a look at several stories, including those final vote totals for the school bond.
I'm Rodney Price. Wichita police continue their investigation into a fatal crash near the Delano area Saturday night. We'll have that story coming up.
And, of course, our full weather forecast with KSN meteorologist Ron L. Williams is on the way. Currently in Wichita, we have a sunny sky, 35 degrees here on this Monday morning. One man died, another hospitalized in critical condition. This all after a two-car crash on Saturday evening west of the baseball stadium downtown.
It happened just before 7:30 p.m. in the 800 block of West Maple near Maple and Osage. Authorities have not released what led to the crash, but say one vehicle was upside down in the front yard of a residence. The area was blocked off for several hours while police investigated the crash. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The Sedgwick County Election Office releasing the final results for the Wichita Public School District $450 million bond, which failed by just more than 300 votes. School district said it wants a $450 million bond to make the district more efficient. Teachers Union Vice President Mike Harris said even though the issue failed, the needs are still there.
The reality is the need, the maintenance needs to catch up on the deferred capital investment is significantly higher than even the $450 million. It'll be interesting to see how the school district decides to approach conversations in the community about a bond vote next time.
In a statement released following the vote's outcome, district officials saying in part they have a tremendous amount of facility needs and they'll continue making every student future ready. A small plane carrying five people crashed yesterday in Pennsylvania, crashed leaving a fiery wreck in a parking lot.
Rescue 1, Leinster Tower, the aircraft is down out just behind the terminal on the parking lot street area.
That Beechcraft Bonanza aircraft went down at 3:18 into the parking lot of the Brethren Village Retirement Community almost as soon as it took off from Leinster Airport right next door. Air traffic control audio indicated that the plane door may have been open.
Leinster Tower, Bonanza 347 Lake has an open door. We need to return for a landing.
Five were on board the six-seater aircraft, and all five were taken to local hospitals. Manheim Township officials say the plane, which was intending to go to Springfield, Ohio, did not injure anyone on the ground or damage the building, but did destroy at least five cars and damage 12 total.
And that report from James Corrigan, Fox 43 in York, Pennsylvania. Marchers gathered from across the country commemorating the 60th anniversary of Bloody Sunday in Selma, Alabama yesterday, marching across the Edmund Pettus Bridge.
People from all over the world are here in the small city of Selma to remember the landmark moment in American history. Now, there's been several events throughout the whole weekend, but people were walking across that historic bridge. It was very emotional. People were embracing each other. They were doing several chants like No Justice, No Peace, and singing Hallelujah. At the 1965 march, Alabama state troopers tear gassed the hundreds of black protesters and brutally beat them with bats, but it resulted in change. It led to the Voting Rights Act of 1965, prohibiting racial discrimination in voting.
And that's Fox's Madison Scarpino with that report. A desperate search underway in the Dominican Republic for a 20-year-old college student from Virginia missing on spring break.
Authorities in the Dominican Republic now reportedly believe 20-year-old Sudiksha Kanaki may have drowned while swimming with a young man at the beach last week. The student arrived at the Rio Republica Resort in the DR on March 3rd with five other people. She was reportedly spotted on surveillance video entering a beach on the resort with her friends around 4:15 a.m. on March 6th. She was last spotted on the beach around 4:50 a.m. after staying behind from her friends reportedly with a young man. It wasn't until later that afternoon that her friends reported her missing. Police say they've spoken to all of the missing student's friends, as well as the man she went swimming with. No charges have been filed.
And that's Fox's Todd Pyro with that report. A new swimming experience is coming to Tanganyika Wildlife Park in Goddard. It was groundbreaking on a new facility this weekend to house otter and penguin swimming experiences. The park already offers penguin swims, but is adding otters to the new facility. It's also rolling out a new day resort and destination model with breakfast, lunch, snacks, beverages, and unlimited animal feedings. Tanganyika opens up for the spring later on this week. More details on the death of the Hackmans in New Mexico. And here we are the day after springing forward for daylight saving time. Don't have a heart attack today, literally. And, of course, our full weather forecast is on the way as well. KNSS News Time, 8:05. 8:08 with Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Officials releasing an update on the investigation of the deaths of actor Gene Hackman and his wife.
New Mexico's chief medical examiner said 95-year-old Gene Hackman died of heart disease with Alzheimer's as a significant contributing factor. Authorities say his wife, 65-year-old Betsy Arakawa, likely died a week before her husband. Their bodies were found on February 26 in different parts of their rural New Mexico home. Authorities determined Arakawa died of hantavirus pulmonary syndrome, a rare respiratory illness caused by viruses transmitted to humans through contact with infected rodents. Symptoms of this disease can become deadly.
That's Fox's Christina Coleman with that report. Well, yesterday was spring forward. We did move the clocks forward for daylight saving time. It might have effects on your health. For some people, it does.
The American Heart Association says research indicates a significant rise in heart attacks and strokes following the time change. A study in Michigan found a 24% increase in heart attacks on the Monday after the switch to daylight saving time. The association says the increase may come from a disruption to the body's internal clock. To help avoid the health threats, they're recommending you get natural light daily, wind down earlier in the evenings, and avoid excess caffeine. Jill Nato, Fox News.
It's 8:10 with Steve and Ted here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
And right now in traffic, things are actually starting to look a little bit better out there. We do have just an area of heavy traffic if you're trying to exit from I-235 northbound. Get over onto eastbound K-96 in that road construction. Slow down there. A little bit of a slowdown if you're trying to get onto eastbound Kellogg from northbound I-135 as well. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And let's take a look at our weather forecast here on this Monday to begin the work week. Here is KSN meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
Plenty of sunshine for your Monday. We shouldn't be doing any outdoor burning today, though. It's going to be breezy, it's going to be warm, and it's going to be dry, which will lead to elevated grass fire concerns. Southwest breeze at 10 to 20 miles an hour going to help send us to a warm high of 76. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
Currently in Wichita, we do have a sunny sky. It is 35 degrees. We're on our way to a forecast high of mid-70s, so we'll warm up, but not quite yet. here on this Monday. Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I did see this note from Today in History. It was 40 years ago on this day that Soviet Premier Konstantin Chernyenko passed away. And, you know, it made me long for the day when the Soviets would have their leaders and you would recycle through them about every 3, 4, 5 years because they were all ancient to begin with when they began their terms. They didn't seem to last very long. But, of course, I'm like, Putin, he's 72. He could still be in power for another 15 or 20 years. So, well, anyway, that's what's going on in that. But Konstantin Chernyenko passed away 40 years ago on this day. It is 8:12 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. This is also an anniversary from wartime, from long ago. It was 80 years ago on this day, more than 100,000 people were killed in a single night when the U.S. firebombed the capital of Japan, Tokyo. The attack was made with conventional bombs, destroyed downtown Tokyo, filled the streets with heaps of burning bodies. The damage was comparable to the atomic bombings just a few months later in August, but unlike those attacks, the Japanese government had not provided aid to victims. The events of that day largely ignored or forgotten. Elderly survivors are making a last-ditch effort to tell their stories, and they're pushing for financial assistance and recognition, some even speaking out for the first time 80 years later, trying to tell a younger generation about their lessons. There's one 94-year-old. She says her mission is to keep telling the history that she witnessed at the age of 14, speaking out on behalf of those who died. It was on the night of March 10th, 80 years ago on this day, hundreds of B-29s raided Tokyo, dumping cluster bombs with napalm, specifically designed with sticky oil to destroy traditional Japanese-style wood and paper homes in the crowded downtown neighborhoods. And by the next morning, everything had burned. Many of those people who didn't burn to death quickly jumped into the river and were crushed or drowned. More than 105,000 people were estimated to have died that night, a million others homeless. The death toll exceeds those that were killed in the atomic bombing a few months later of Nagasaki. The U.S. bombing of the firebombing of downtown Tokyo, that took place 80 years ago on this night. It's 8:14 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. You know, when artificial intelligence-backed tractors became available for vineyards, there were some people that wanted to jump on board. One guy, Tom Gamble, knew there would be a learning curve, but he decided the technology was worth figuring out. Third-generation farmer out in California bought one autonomous tractor. He plans on deploying its self-driving feature this spring. He is currently using the tractor's AI sensor to map his Napa Valley vineyard. As it learns each row, the tractor then will know where to go once it is used autonomously. The AI within the machine will then process the data it collects, and it will help Farmer Gamble make better informed decisions about his crops, what they call precision farming. Says not completely replacing the human element of just everyone just putting their boot into the vineyard and seeing it firsthand, but he says, of course, it's one of his favorite things to do, but he says it's going to allow you to be able to work more smartly, more intelligently, and in the end, make better decisions under less fatigue, which I guess is the whole point of having something that will help you out with those things. It says he anticipates using the tech as much as possible because of economic, air quality, and regulatory imperatives. Autonomous tractors, he said, could help lower his fuel use and cut back on pollution. As AI continues to grow, experts say that the wine industry is proof that businesses can integrate the technology efficiently to supplement labor without displacing the workforce. New agricultural tech like AI can help farmers cut back on waste, run more efficient and sustainable vineyards by monitoring water use, and help determine when and where to use products like fertilizers or pest control. AI-backed tractors and irrigation systems can minimize water use because it analyzes the soil and the vines, helps the farmers manage across the vineyards by providing more accurate data of the health of a crop or what the season's yield might be. And other facets of the wine industry have also started adopting the tech. Anything from using a generative AI to create custom wine labels to turning to a ChatGPT to develop, label, and price even an entire bottle of wine. So AI and the wine industry moving bravely onward into the future. Of course, when President Trump first suggested buying Greenland 6 years ago, some people thought it was a joke. No one's laughing now. Trump does have a legitimate interest in Greenland. He has restated it vigorously soon after he returned to the White House this year. Comes as part of an aggressively America First foreign policy platform, including demands for Ukraine to hand over mineral rights in exchange for more military aid. And there's also been retaking control of the Panama Canal has been pushed out there. And so why Greenland? Well, there's been increasing international tensions, global warming, changing world economy. Greenland is kind of at the heart of a debate over global trade and security. And President Trump wants to make sure that the U.S. controls what is a mineral-rich land that guards the Arctic and North Atlantic approaches to North America. Greenland, of course, right now is a self-governing territory of Denmark, a longtime U.S. ally. So far, Denmark has said, nah, we're not interested in selling or otherwise giving up Greenland right now. Denmark recognizes Greenland's right to independence at a time of its own choosing if it wants to leave Denmark. So there's what's going on there. All right, it's 8:18 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Let's see what's going on in sports. And we start out with college men's basketball yesterday afternoon. The last game of the season at home for Wichita State. Hope Arena the site yesterday. Senior Day, honoring Wichita State's 8 seniors on the roster. However, it did not turn out to be a good day for the Shocks. They failed on the defensive end repeatedly in the second half. Tulsa getting baskets at will, seemingly, through stretches of the second half from very easy shots. And Tulsa beat the Shocks. 73-63 was the final score. Some comments after the game from the play-by-play voice of the Shockers, Mike Kennedy, and color voice Dave Dahl on 103.7 KEYN.
At one point, deep into the second half, Tulsa was shooting over 70% from the field. They ended up at 61% for the second half. And 51% for the game. The Shockers shooting just kind of came and went today. They had some stretches where they put a few possessions together where they hit shots, and then it would disappear for a while. The Shockers ended up at 38.5 in the usual 3 for 16 from three-point range.
We talked about the fact that you didn't want Tulsa to be able to get some runs put together, and they did, and that you didn't want Tulsa to come out of the locker room after halftime and put it on the Shockers, and they did that also.
Yeah, not a good day for the Shocks, finishing up the regular season with a home loss and some long streaks coming to an end with that Tulsa win. Tulsa had lost 12 times in a row in Wichita. That streak is over. Tulsa had not won a game in Wichita in 23 years. That streak is over. And Tulsa had not swept the Shockers in the regular season in 29 years. And that streak is over. Shockers finished the regular season at 18-13 and now get ready for the conference tournament in Fort Worth later this week. The Wichita State women playing in Fort Worth last night in the American Conference Tournament, and the Shockers lose to Tulane 69-63. The season comes to an end for the Shocker ladies with a record of 10-22. College baseball at X Stadium yesterday. Wichita State going for a 3-game sweep over Missouri State. A long game that lasted more than 4 hours. Missouri State had a game-tying home run in the top of the ninth inning, so the Shockers blew a ninth-inning lead. But then we go to the bottom of the ninth. One out, two outs. Oh, but then a couple of errors by the Bears and a walk had the bases loaded for the Shocks. Denning Gehrig with the call on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Two balls and a strike. Bases full of Shockers and two outs. Tied at 8 here in the bottom of the ninth. The pitch. Hot shot left side. Base hit. Ball game over. Wichita State wins it. Mauricio Meehan walks it off in the bottom of the ninth. And the Shockers complete the sweep. It is pandemonium out in shallow center field.
Hey, the Shocker baseball team wins it 9-8. And a 3-game sweep over Missouri State. Shocks improved to 6-9 on the season. Some pro football news. The Kansas City Chiefs have reportedly, according to sources, signed one of their big young defensive players to an extension. It turns out middle linebacker Nick Bolton is going to get a 3-year deal for $45 million. Locking up one of the Chiefs' defensive stalwarts, a guy they drafted out of Missouri in the second round. And they're getting him right in the peak of his career. He's only 24 years old, and the Chiefs get him for another 3 years. Nick Bolton re-signing with the Chiefs instead of leaving for a free agent. College bowling. The team sectionals were held yesterday down in Fort Worth. And we have some local teams that have qualified for the national tournament, including the Newman men and women. The Newman women finished in runner-up. They will go to the national tournament. The Newman men finished in fourth in the sectional. They will advance to the national tournament in Las Vegas next month. Newman men and women. And the Wichita State men finished runner-up at the sectional. They qualify for the national tournament in college bowling coming up next month in Vegas. Of course, the Shocker men have won 13 college bowling national championships. Going for one more this year. Hockey action yesterday. The Wichita Thunder winning on the road in Indianapolis. Beat the Indy Fuel 5-4. Snapping a six-game winless streak. Thunder in the win column. That is Wichita is in fourth place in the division after that win on the road yesterday. And in the NBA yesterday, the Philadelphia 76ers win at home, beat the Utah Jazz 126-122, snapping a three-game losing streak. Two former Kansas Jayhawks in the starting lineup for Philly. Quentin Grimes had 25 points, 9-for-9 at the free throw line. And another Jayhawk, Kelly Oubre, had 6 points for Philadelphia. Coming off the bench for the Sixers, former Wichita State Shocker Ricky Council had 8 points and 3 rebounds. The 76ers, despite the win, still 3.5 games behind a play-in spot for the NBA playoffs. So there you go. That's what's going on in sports. A lot going on right now. It is 8:23 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We have a traffic and weather update coming up and the extreme beliefs of the left. That will be discussed on the Sean Hannity Morning Minute. That's next on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Good morning. It is 8:32. You are listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Monday, March 10th. Currently in Wichita, we have a sunny sky. It's 35 degrees. Police still looking for a man wanted in the stabbing of a 56-year-old victim, a male victim. That was early Friday evening in Wichita's Midtown area, 1,000 block of North Main. The victim and a 41-year-old man were involved in a physical altercation, and the victim was stabbed in his left arm. The suspect left the scene before police got there. Sedgwick County EMS transporting the victim to the hospital. If you have any information to help solve the case, call investigators 268-4407, or you can submit an anonymous tip to Crime Stoppers. North Korean cyber hackers cashing in on the largest heist in history.
2 weeks ago, thieves stole $1.5 billion in cryptocurrency from online exchange Bybit. Analysts say the hackers, known as Lazarus Group, have successfully converted at least $300 million into cash. It's alleged the Lazarus Group has been working for the North Korean government, the bulk of the cash thought to be bound for Kim Jong-un's weapons program. The US and its allies accused North Korea of carrying out dozens of hacks to fund the regime's military and nuclear development. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Of course, yesterday, daylight saving, we sprung forward, clocks springing forward yesterday, but still debating this all in the nation's capital.
For years, Congress has considered getting rid of daylight saving time or making it permanent, competing proposals President Trump admits he's conflicted about.
It's a 50-50 issue. And if something's a 50-50 issue, it's hard to get excited about it.
The president says a lot of Americans want more daylight later in the day. Others want it lighter earlier when kids are heading to school.
It's very even. And usually I find when that's the case, what else do we have to do?
The U.S. Senate approved legislation in 2022 that would make daylight saving time permanent. It did not pass the House. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
8:50 with Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We have a Wichita Business Journal update coming up. Now, Steve and Ted, it's time for three big things. A desperate search underway in the Dominican Republic for a 20-year-old college student from Virginia missing on spring break.
two.
One man dead, another hospitalized, a two-car crash west of the baseball stadium downtown on Saturday evening.
One.
A beach craft carrying five people crashed yesterday in Pennsylvania. Everyone survived. Three big things with Stephen Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
The only area where we're still having trouble with traffic moving slowly is in that road construction. On the ramp from I-235 northbound, you're trying to get over onto K-96. Otherwise, things in traffic right now looking pretty good. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Chad Chambers.
And a look at our weather forecast as we begin the work week here on a Monday. Looks like a breezy and warm Monday. High of 76 degrees on a sunny day. About 20 degrees above normal. Overnight low tonight down to 43 under a clear sky. And then looking ahead for tomorrow, pretty much the same deal. A sunny day Tuesday, high 74. Currently in Wichita, we do have a sunny sky. It is 36 degrees, but we are on our way to a high of 76. At Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And the weather is brought to you by The Monarch. What a great place to head maybe for drinks after work. It's fantastic. And, of course, with the weather as nice as it is this week, the patio at The Monarch is the perfect place to gather. Oh, yeah. It's right there at the clock tower in Delano. What a great place to hang out. The Monarch. It is 8:52 with Steve and Ted. Now it's time for a look at a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. The chairman of Coke, Inc. and co-CEO, 89-year-old Wichita native Charles Coke, named the recipient of this year's Milton Friedman Prize for Advancing Liberty by the Cato Institute. That's a public policy research group promoting individual liberty, limited government, free markets, and peace. It's a biennial award. It's named for the free market advocate, 1976 winner of the Nobel Prize for Economic Science. The award began in 2002, 4 years before Friedman's death. It's given to people or organizations who have made a significant impact on the cause of human freedom. That's according to the Cato Institute. Charles Koch was recognized by the Institute for his principle-based management philosophy, promoting individual empowerment and innovation to create value free from excessive government intervention. Koch also founded Stand Together. That's a philanthropic organization addressing issues such as addiction and poverty. Of course, Wichita-based Koch Inc. is the nation's second largest privately held company with nearly 2,800 local employees, more than 118,000 workers worldwide. That's according to the Wichita Business Journal's most recent list of Wichita employers. The Friedman Prize will be awarded to Charles Koch in the nation's capital on May 1st. A Boeing all-hands call provided a potential preview of what's ahead for Spirit AeroSystems employees if the aerospace giant's $8.3 billion acquisition of Wichita's largest employer closes as expected later this year. According to multiple media reports, Boeing CEO Kelly Ortberg, speaking to company employees on site in St. Louis and thousands more who were online, gave a frank assessment of Boeing's culture, and he pushed workers to speak up when they see problems needing fixed. And that is a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. This is Gridiron Week. This is my 29th year in the annual Gridiron Comedy Show in Wichita. It's going to be Thursday, Friday, Saturday night. And we have a matinee Saturday afternoon, too. If you'd like to go, it's at Roxy's Downtown, right there at Douglas and Topeka. If you want tickets, go to the Roxy's website, roxysdowntown.com. Love to see you there Thursday, Friday, Saturday night. And Saturday afternoon at the annual Wichita Gridiron Comedy Show. And we have a lot of funny skits and things for you this year. I think you'll enjoy it. It is 8:55 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Day after, springing ahead on daylight saving time. So now we're on daylight saving time until the fall months. So enjoy your extra hour of light in the evenings rather than the morning. There we go. It is 8:55 with Steve and Ted. We're glad you're with us here on this Monday morning. As we get ready for a warm week, looking forward to it. Thanks for being with us here on this Monday morning. Of course, we got Glenn Beck after us, and then the Dana Show with Dana Lash, Sean Hannity Show, news updates all day. Thank you for being with us here on a Monday on Steve and Ted in the Morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita. Have a great day.